Silent Ozu, three family comedies. This is the 10th installment in the Clip series and the 10th clip that I've made as I go through these capsule reviews of this wonderful sideline from the Criterion Collection. So again, three comedies from Ozu from the early 1930s. Now, this is the second time that the Clip series went to the Ozu well. It wouldn't be the last time either. In the third clip in the series, I talked about late Ozu, Eclipse Series 3. Those are five really important and significant films from the latter part of his career. But these films really take us back, not to the very beginning of Ozu's career. The earliest films he made are all lost and will never be located. But these are three of the earliest films that he made from the years 1931, 32, and 33. You notice that this is Silent Ozu. Even though sound technology had been invented and was changing the movie industry around the world, Ozu was one of the last of the holdouts. He didn't make his first sound film until 1936. He preferred, at that time at least, working within the silent medium, just musical accompaniment, relatively scant intertitles, and really just letting the pictures, the images, the actors kind of do the communicating with the audiences. So we talk about three family comedies. That's a pretty important subtitle for this set. I used to do a podcast called The Eclipse Viewer. And that time, my partner was Rob Nishimura when we started. We did the first like 7-8 episodes together. Then we closed the series down for a bit. Trevor Barrett, my Bob's successor, I guess you could say, came on and we completed our reviews of all the rest of the Eclipse series boxes. But in episode number one, Rob and I covered this box set, and we just called the episode Silent Ozu because we didn't really pay much attention to that subtitle. Even though Ozu did a lot of other stuff, and years later in 2015, Criterion came back to another Ozu box set called Silent Ozu, Three Crime Dramas. So all of a sudden that subtitle meant something to distinguish one box from the other. So these three films, Tokyo Chorus, I Was Born But, and Passing Fancy, like I say, early 1930s, these were a sampling of what Ozu was doing. Rob also made these very nicely packaged, kind of pseudo-Eclipse series sets for me, Days of Youth and I Flunked But, and The Lady and the Beard, and Where Now Are the Dreams of Youth. You see carefully, he calls it Ozu's student comedies, and so he kind of envisioned this someday being an Eclipse series set. Maybe it will be someday, but he basically, you know, used Japanese DVD sources to make these custom packages for me. So those are not going to be available at any store near you, unless maybe there's a few extra of those copies floating around out there. But pretty prized possession of mine, and I appreciate Rob taking the time to put that together for me. But these films, I think, were chosen by Criterion because they really do serve as a great entry point into his work. Basically the seedbed out of which his later family-oriented films would flourish and grow and kind of earn his lasting fame and reputation. These films definitely have a lighter touch than what you see with, Late Spring, Early Summer, Tokyo Story, the films that came after. Even things like There Was a Son or The Only Father from like the latter half of the 1930s. Those are, you know, definitely more serious films. And while these films have some serious aspects to them, they are kind of dramedies, you could say. Although, please don't associate any of the negative baggage with that word with what you see here. They are looking at the concerns of the Japanese working class of the early 1930s. And of course, yeah, we're in global worldwide depression. Economic times are tough. Japan is modernizing, not maybe in the best way necessarily, since they're kind of in this march of imperialism and repressive state authority that would lead them into the Pacific War, World War II, conquest of Manchuria and the southern Pacific islands. A lot of bad things happened in Japan because of Japan during those years. But of course, ordinary people just had to go about living their lives. And these three films provide some pretty touching insight into what people of those times were experiencing. So really quickly, I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to even break down the films too much, but let me just show you the packaging. Tokyo Chorus was the first one. Basically, a young salaryman stands up for a coworker, gets fired. He He's married. He's got three children. One's a baby. One's a daughter, played by Hideko Takamine. If you know Japanese actresses, this was her as a child. She went on to be in a film called 24 Eyes and became a very well-regarded, beloved figure within the Japanese film industry as an adult. I was born, but I'll say a few things about this. This is the film that served as kind of the inspiration, if you will, for Ozu's later film, Good Morning. He kind of did a remake of his own work. And if you actually own this Blu-ray, you have this film in a high-definition presentation. So it's actually preferable to watch this version than the DVD. But this is part of the package, and of course it wasn't until years later that this DVD was upgraded and made as a supplement into this particular Blu-ray. Passing Fancy is the third of the three. Again, they're all looking at the plight of families. Again, a little bit more of a focus on the dad most of the time. In fact, Passing Fancy is about a single father trying to make his way in the world. I Was Born But has a more traditional family structure to it. They both have this kid, Tomio Aoki, or Token Kozo, and he is quite a hoot. Really unforgettable face and just screen presence. Just a rascally Japanese kid with an impressive mug. And those are definitely highlights of these films. I'm not going to go into a lot of depth about the details. If you want to go to the website CriterionCast.com, just type in the titles of any of these films in the Eclipse series, and chances are pretty good I did a review. In fact, I know I have done reviews of all three of these films back in 2010, 2011, 2012, back in that era. But I have watched these films in the years since, and just watched Tokyo Chorus last night, as a matter of fact, just to reacquaint myself with the charms and appeal that these films have to offer. Yeah, this is basically, you know, solid stuff. I'm not sure if I would expect Criterion to upgrade this particular set to Blu-ray. I will say this. These films are, this is kind of some of the rougher footage, if you will. These are just prints that they've transferred to standard definition rather than doing elaborate restorations. I'm sure the negatives and original sources for these films are long gone, but they do have a few surviving prints. I Was Born But, because of its connection to Good Morning, actually looks pretty decent. But yeah, Tokyo Chorus, that's going to definitely have some rough patches in it. So get ready for that. Become accustomed to it. I actually like some of that wear and tear. It lends kind of a dignity to these films that have somehow miraculously survived it through all the, you know, the onslaught of the World War and time itself, and indifference perhaps from the Japanese film industry of subsequent decades. We're really fortunate to have this access to the earlier work of a great director, Yasujiro Ozu.